Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to everyone, wherever you are watching this live. Actually, it's still 11:45 p.m., October 12, 2023. The reason why I'm going live for tonight is to perform a ritual on this wave explosion. Actually, the this wave explosion ritual, I have done this years ago. And hello, Sir Mary Hawk, good morning or good afternoon to you. So the reason why I am doing this is because of the need that is happening around the world, such as the one that is happening in Israel. But I love the idea of Lady Lori Blackman, that she mentioned instead of praying for Israel, we have to pray for the Middle East, the whole country of the Middle East. Actually, I don't know what happened. As far as I see, that Hamas have took over or something, have started trouble in Israel. And we know that for centuries or years, this land is always an issue of struggle, of colonization, of conquering and everything. And many people around the world is concerned about it. But let us also not forget the situation that is happening in Russia and Ukraine. As last 2 days ago, I have a visitor who came here in the shrine who asked for healing. And although she doesn't mention what is her illness or what is her problem, but she just want to have a general cleansing ritual to remove negative energies or thought forms in her life. So that's what we did, no? We do healing to her. And I found out na, yes, because there are so many wars that happening, there is an internal trauma in her mind and her emotions. Although she is already at peace here in the Philippines doing her stuff, but releasing those fears, their trauma within them will help them to be truly free. And sometimes we just keep to ourselves our fear, it becomes our nightmare. And this nightmare will affect our mind, our emotions, and even our performance of our work, no? Performing our work. So that's what I'm concerned of, is to free people from those fear, from those trauma that they have. And the work of healing is a work of peace weaving, of sharing the peace that we experience in our everyday life. Although me here in the Philippines, if you could see, I'm on my robe, in my personal robe in Luntiang Agama, and I have my stole on it. I really wear this every day. Not literally or technically, I walk out with this, but what I mean wearing the stole is my priesthood. I bring it along on my everyday life. It's not only on the matter of praying for peace, but teaching how people could have peace in their life. Such as this early morning, now I have confronted a certain public official, no, of doing sidewalk clearing operation, but then their vehicle, they left it unattended on a sidewalk. And as I saw, there are many children walking on the middle of the road instead of they walk safely on the sidewalk, no? So I keep reminding them of their duties and responsibilities as a public official, no? We should not be entitled to violate the law because you are a public enforcer of the law. So as a lawmaker or a law enforcer, you have to apply also the law in yourself. So as for us as peace weaver, it is also important that we could apply the lessons of peace in her life. And with that, I want to pray for a following person, especially to my cousin Rosalie Bologna Command Ludo, to our beloved sister Arlene Fett, Reverend Eric Herbert, and Linda Villagonza and Laura Gonzalez. So actually, like what I've said, no, as a peace weaver, we should apply the learnings or the lessons that we are doing in our life. So I'll just remove this rosary. Actually, this is the ladder of peace, no? This is the rosary, and it has how many terminals? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 terminals. Actually, these 10 terminals in correspondence to the Holy Rosary of the Catholic Church, it is called the mystery. But for me, as a peace weaver, when I created this rosary, I think of a ladder, which is a Wiccan rosary. No? As a ladder, it has steps. It has terminal in order to, from the bottom up to top, no, there is a step that we could put our feet on so that we could achieve the goal of having peace. So what are those terminal to the ladder of peace? No? So at first, no, on the first terminal, we are praying and meditating on love. Then after love, we meditate and pray for courage. And then after courage, we meditate on bravery. And then after bravery, we meditate on strength. Then after meditating on strength, we meditate or step onto the ladder of knowledge. And after knowledge, we pray for understanding. Then after understanding, if we gain understanding, we meditate on discipline and orderliness. And after meditating on discipline and orderliness, we are going to pray for justice. Hello, Sister Pamela Richard and Alvin Lasquete Sintin. Oh, Lakay Magbaya Agama. Thank you for watching. Then after justice, we pray for stability. And after we pray for stability, then we could achieve peace in our life. So with that, before I start the ritual, I just want to pray for you, for Mary Hawk, Alden Lasquete Sintin, to Pamela Richards, as we pray the ladder of peace. And then after praying the ladder of peace, we are going to start the ritual. So let us pray. There is one power in the universe, and we are the perfect manifestation of that power. And for as such, we pray for peace. So the first terminal of the ladder of peace is the terminal of love. So what is love? Let us meditate. Have a short meditation. Ask yourself about what is love in your life. When I meditate about love, what I found out that through love, we have life. It is the love of our parents. They joined together, and through their love, we are being created. So as we are alive right now because of the love that we have, even though there are times that problem arise, the reason why we survive is because of love. I know true love will save us from all those sufferings that we are enduring. So with that, let us hold on to love and live our life. So let us pray. I pray for peace. I pray for love, and I pray for stability. I pray that all the people around the world be blessed with peace. Peace that promotes justice. Justice that follows discipline and orderliness. Discipline and orderliness as a result of understanding, and understanding as a product of knowledge, and knowledge as a fruit from the seed of love. O great Supreme Divine Spirit, we come before you, your children, and ask you to bless us with courage, strength, bravery, so that in the end, we may enjoy your blessings. And through these blessings, we may also overcome all forms of evil, fear, hatred, terror, violence, warfare, and worries around the world. By the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. Now, the second terminal to the ladder of peace is courage. So what is courage for you? Why do we need to be courageous? What is it required in order to be courage? This is the energy that comes from our heart. So it is derived from the Latin word cora, which is heart. So being at heart, it means you have courage. Although I meditated also and asked myself, what is the difference between courage and bravery? But later on, we are going to share what is the difference with this. But at this moment, we need courage. The courage to speak out the truth that is happening to our life. Sometimes in a gathering, of people, especially in those who are asking for prayer or for a wish, no? Sometimes many people are silent. No? They could not speak out what they want because they are shy. They are not trusting, no? Not trusting. They said to me na the universe knows already, so they don't need to speak out. But for me, in gathering, in broadcasting, or in a ritual, it requires trust. No, it requires that you speak out what you want to happen in your life, so that your fellow ritualist, your fellow believer, or fellow magical worker, practitioner, could focus, internalize in their mind that they are creating in their mind that you will receive what you are asking. But many people are afraid. They don't have courage. So at this point, we need courage to speak out the truth that we have, to tell that we need help, that we need God, we need peace in our life. So let us pray. I pray for peace, we pray for love, and we pray for stability. We pray that all the people around the world to embrace peace. Peace that promotes justice. Justice that follows discipline and orderliness. Discipline and orderliness as a result of understanding, and understanding as a product of knowledge, and knowledge as a fruit from the seed of love. O great supreme divine spirit, we come before you, your children, and ask you to bless us with courage, bravery, and strength, so that in the end, we may be able to overcome all forms of evil, fear, hatred, terror, violence, worries, and warfare all around the world. By the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that give us life, may the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. May the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. The next terminal to the ladder of peace, we have done with courage. Now let us talk about bravery. Bravery is not just the act of courage, although, as I've said, I have mentioned that being courageous is different from being brave. Because sometimes you have the courage to speak up, but you are not brave enough to do what you want, no? So it is only a blessings of God, of the divine, of the goddess and the God upon people to be brave enough to work and to survive. That's why being brave is necessary. Aside from courage, it is essential for us so that we could manifest or we could live on to the truth. Aside from speaking it out, we have to literally live it out. That's why we need bravery and courage to be in our life. So let us pray. We pray for peace, we pray for love, and we pray for stability. We pray that all the people around the world to be blessed with peace, to embrace peace. Peace that promotes justice. Justice that follows discipline and orderliness. Discipline and orderliness as a result of understanding, and understanding as a product of knowledge, and knowledge as a fruit from the seed of love. O great Supreme Divine Spirit, we come before you, your children, and ask you to bless us with courage, bravery, and strength, so that through these blessings we may be able to overcome all forms of evil, fear, hatred, terror, worries, warfare around the world. May the power of love that give us life may peace prevail on earth. May the power of love that give us life may peace prevail on earth. May the power of love that give us life may peace prevail on earth. May the power of love that give us life may peace prevail on earth. May the power of love that give us life may peace prevail on earth. May the power of love that give us life may peace prevail on earth. May the power of love the next terminal to the ladder of peace is okay, just connected. I don't know what happened. Where do I connect? So anyway, I hope you are still hearing me out. No. So what I feel about the next terminal is the strength. No. And I remember Sir Reverend Patrick McCollum, who is a well-known peace weaver and was recognized by United Nations and Dr. Jim Goodall. I know at this point that he needs strength. He is courageous, he is brave to face people and speak his truth. But at this moment, like me, I also need strength. Because I remember when I got stroke, I have this determination to pray the ladder of peace, to weave peace, but I don't have any strength because my body is very weak. So courage and bravery is nothing, it is useless if we do not have the strength to embody our cause. So I also pray for everyone that needed right now the strength to keep going, the strength to move their body, the strength that will empower you in your life. And good evening, good morning, or good afternoon to you, Brother Rich. I missed you very much. So with that, I also pray for you to have the strength. I know Brother Rich is very amazing. The one that we have talked about when we were in Chicago. So I'm praying for you as well and to everyone. So let us pray. We pray for peace, we pray for love, and we pray for stability. We pray that all the people around the world be blessed with peace. Peace that promotes justice. Justice that follows discipline and orderliness. Discipline. Orderliness as a result of understanding, and understanding as product of knowledge, and knowledge as a fruit from the seed of love. O great Supreme Divine Spirit, I come before you, we come before you and ask you to bless us with courage, bravery, and strength, so that through these blessings we may be able to overcome all forms of evil, fear, hatred, terror, violence, warfare, and violence of the world. By the power of love that gives us life, may peace prevail. By the power of love that gives us life, may peace prevail. By the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. As I pray this prayer, it comes to my mind and I remember Lady Aisha or Lady Calypso of the Temple of Asere. So I hope you are watching because I remember you. So whatever situation that you are in right now, I hope the goddess will assist you and walk with you and turn things wonderful in your life. So the next ladder, terminal to the ladder of peace is knowledge. You know, we might know everything. It is important to have knowledge. The knowledge of the things what we want to pray for and the knowledge of the things that we want to manifest in life. But having knowledge needs some effort of searching, of exerting our energy to ask questions. What do we need in life? And that is knowing ourselves and knowing the needs that we could create. And through the knowledge, we could use that knowledge in order to supply the things that we need in our life. So let us pray. We pray for peace, we pray for love, and we pray for stability. We pray that all the people around the world be blessed with peace. Peace that promotes justice. Justice that follows discipline and orderliness. Discipline and orderliness as a result of understanding. Understanding as a product of knowledge. Knowledge as a product of wisdom. O great Supreme Christ, we come before you, your children, and ask you to bless us with courage, bravery and strength, so that through these blessings we may be able to overcome all forms of evil, fear, hatred, terror, violence, warfare, and worries around the world. May the blessings of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the blessings of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the blessings of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. May the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. May the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. May the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. May the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. May the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. The next ladder or terminal to the ladder of peace is understanding. You know, there is a big difference of knowledge and understanding, such as if we know how to speak Japanese, no? Or we know how to speak Tagalog, but you don't understand what that word means to us. So it means having understanding has a deeper meaning than knowledge. It means you could embody the knowledge that you want. It means you are bringing into life what you have known. So understanding is just like you stand under from that word and you being the manifested vessel of that word, such as peace, no? Such as I remember the discussion with Sir Patrick, Reverend Patrick McCollum. Each people have their own different meaning of the word peace. And each one of us embody our understanding of peace. But as a Wiccan, us a peace with you. The peace that we want is something that will bring us joy in our life. Something of peace that will create life in our side. A good life that is not limited. Limited in terms of fear, of hatred, of angry, and everything that is negative. So having a true understanding of life situation might help us to be free from the limitations that the world is doing right now. And good evening, good afternoon, or good evening to you, Amanda Watson. Thank you for watching. So with that, let us pray for understanding. There is one power in the universe, and we are a perfect manifestation of power. And for such, we pray for peace. We pray for peace, we pray for love, and we pray for stability. We pray that all the people around the world embrace peace. Peace that promotes justice. Justice that follows discipline and orderliness. Discipline and orderliness as a result of understanding, and understanding as a product of knowledge, and knowledge as a fruit from the seed of love. O great Supreme Divine Spirit, we come before you and ask you to bless us, your children, with courage, bravery, and strength, so that through these blessings we may be able to overcome all forms of evil, fear, hatred, terror, violence, warfare, and worries around the world. By the power of love that gives us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that gives us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that gives us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that gives us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that gives us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that gives us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that gives us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that gives us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that gives us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that gives us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that gives us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that gives us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that gives us life, may peace prevail on earth. The next terminal to the ladder of peace is discipline and orderliness. How do you define discipline in your own life? Discipline is orderliness, is putting things in order, such as in counting. We start from zero, probably we start from zero, from nothing, then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and so on and so forth. In our timing, we start in the morning and we end up in the evening. We follow the movement of the sun from east going to west. And in life, we begin when in childhood, we start as a child and we end up as a grandparent, an elderly. No. This is the natural order that have set to us by the universe. And we could not jump into success, into being high person without starting at the beginning point of our life. So this is the discipline that the universe is teaching us. And I hope that this discipline is also being applied in our community, so that through this discipline, through this orderliness, we may enjoy peace in our life. So let us pray. We pray for peace, we pray for love, and we pray for stability. We pray that all the people around the world embrace this. Peace promotes justice. Justice that follows discipline and orderliness. Discipline and orderliness as a result of understanding, and understanding as a product of knowledge, and knowledge as a fruit from the seed of love. O great Supreme Divine Spirit, we come before you and ask you to bless us with courage, bravery, and strength, so that through these blessings we may be able to overcome all forms of evil, fear, hatred, terror, violence, warfare, and worries around the world. By the power of love that gives us life, may peace prevail supreme. By the power of love that gives us life, may peace prevail supreme. By the power of love that gives us life, may peace prevail supreme. By the power of love that gives us life, may peace prevail supreme. By the power of love that gives us life, may peace prevail supreme. By the power of love that gives us life, may peace prevail supreme. By the power of love that gives us life, may peace prevail supreme. By the power of love that gives us life, may peace prevail supreme. The next terminal to the ladder of peace is justice. Like what we have mentioned a while ago, we have prayed for discipline and orderliness. Justice is the one that gives us a standard. It is just a ruler, a straight line of weighing what is right and what is wrong. Many of us have suffered injustices, but many of us also have practiced to become a judge. We ourselves, the divinity, the universe, our divine parents, have set upon us in our mind to know and to determine what is right and what is wrong. We become a judge of this world, and we do in everyday activity of our life. We are applying judgment to our own decision, which color of dress we should wear. How long should I spend time in watching this video? Or how long should I spend in devoting myself in prayer, in doing a spell, or whatever activities that we do? It is through our own judgment we experience life, and through that experience we learn. Our experience might be beneficial or good, and if we experience something bad, we learn from it, and we might know on the next time we will not do it again. Justice is our job, to be fair, to follow discipline, because true peace will not be peace if it does not follow justice. So let us pray. I pray for peace, we pray for love, and we pray for stability. We pray that all the people around the world embrace peace. Peace that promotes justice. Justice that follows discipline and orderliness. Discipline and orderliness as a result of understanding, and understanding as a product of knowledge, and knowledge as fruit from the seed of love. O great Supreme Divine Spirit, I ask you, we ask you to bless us, your children, with courage, bravery, and strength, so that through these blessings we may be able to overcome all forms of evil, fear, hatred, terror, violence, warfare, and wars around the world. By the power of love that gives us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that gives us life, may peace prevail on earth. May the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail in earth. May the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail in earth. May the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail in earth. May the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail in earth. May the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail in earth. The next terminal to the ladder of peace is stability, and we still have one more, which is peace at all. So stability is being unmovable. Whether there is war, you are still at peace. How could it be? Is it the peace that we wanted to happen on earth? No. Is the absence of war, the absence of argument? No. Because peace, as I've learned, is a state of mind. we could still live our life even there is war, such as the training that we have here, because this place, when it's daytime, is very noisy. I ask my students to focus on what makes you happy and what makes you to learn. It doesn't matter if there is noisy, because in times of war, there are bombing, there are gunshot. You could not tell, stop, I'm going to have a report. Stop, I'm going to pray. I need silence. The reason why we are going to pray is because we want to influence our, to radiate our energy towards all the people to have peace, to calm down, to feel love, and not to stop fighting, no? Because people, when they are angry, they need to release, no? And even those persons that are worrying or having war or battle, they are just following command from whoever orders them to do so. And I know both people, the soldiers of Israeli and the Hashab or the Haram, or I forget the name of the terrorist group, they are just being commanded, influenced. They are being banded with this kind of doctrine. And for us, being stable enough on our ground of weaving for peace, no, weaving peace, will help them to liberate those souls from the bondage of slavery, of hatred towards the people. So I call upon all the higher selves of peace weavers around the world, wherever you are, the living and those who have ascended into the higher levels of being, to help us now to make all the living peace weaver be stable in their faith, in their ground of praying for peace. So with that, let us pray. We pray for peace, we pray for love, and we pray for stability. We pray that all the people around the world be blessed with peace. Peace that promotes justice, justice that follows discipline and orderliness, discipline and orderliness as a result of understanding, and understanding as a fruit from the seed, as a understanding as a product of knowledge, and knowledge as a fruit of wisdom. O great Supreme Divine Spirit, we come before you, your children, and ask you to bless us with courage, bravery, and strength, so that through these blessings, we may be able to overcome all forms of evil, fear, hatred, terror, violence, warfare, and horrors of the world. By the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. By the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail on earth. And the last terminal to the ladder of peace is peace itself. Peace has a five letter word. No? And through that five letter word, it might encompasses the five elements of nature: the earth, air, fire, water, and spirit. Thus, having prayer for peace, or praying for peace, will make our life complete. As I remember the teaching of the goddess, there will be no prosperity if there is no peace. Why? If war is happening, it's not only the people are being destroyed, but also the economy, the land, the plants, and the animal is also being affected. So our actions does matter in creating peace to the world. So what kind of action will you do in your life? Because our action will reject, it will create a ripple effect, a domino effect. If we do good, everything will come out good. If we do bad, everything will come out bad. So as a peace swimmer, we are being reminded to be mindful of our actions, to be mindful of the words that we say, be mindful of what we post on social media. That's why every night and every day, as much as possible, let us bring out what kind of peace that we want to have in this world. So with that, let us pray. We pray for peace, we pray for love, and we pray for stability. We pray that all the people around the world be blessed with peace. Peace that promotes justice. Justice that follows discipline and orderliness. Discipline and orderliness as a result of understanding, and understanding as a fruit from this, as a product of knowledge, and knowledge as a fruit from the seed of love. O great Supreme Divine Spirit, we come before you and ask you to bless us, your children, with courage. Courage, bravery, and strength, so that through these blessings, we may be able to overcome all forms of evil, fear, hatred, terror, violence, warfare. By the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail in earth. By the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail in earth. By the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail in earth. By the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail in earth. By the power of love that give us life, may peace prevail in earth. May all the people around the world be blessed with peace. May all the inhabitants of Mother Earth enjoy the blessings of one. As we manifest this in our life, by our unified will, and in full gratitude to the Divine, with aiming no harm to anyone, we accept and receive this, and it is so, so mote it be. So now, we are going to proceed with our ritual. So before we start, I just want to explain what is peace wave explosion. So peace wave explosion is an activity event of all peace weavers, peace warriors, light workers, and ministers around the world, whether you are a Corellian, Wicca or not. Wicca, pagan, Christian, Muslim, or whatever religious spiritual traditions you belong, as long as you have a desire for global peace. Our activity event is a response to call for spiritual warfare to peace initiated by the Corellian tradition through the Order of Peace Weavers and International Peace Warrior Group. There are so much negative, especially right now, running around the world. And these negativities are not just spreading fear to the lives of people, but worse than fear, which is terror. The concept of peace wave explosion is like terrorizing the terrorist. No? Terrorizing the terrorist. We terrorize them not with hate, but with irresistible love that will make them drop down their weapons of terror and immerse themselves and surrender to the power of love. The power of love will make their knees trembling and body shaking if they don't surrender and put down their hatred over the power of love. The goal of this event activity is to take action by resisting terror with the power of love. So we will engage now into full spiritual warfare, so be better prepared. In this activity, we don't give place to self-doubt. So in order to engage in this global activity of spiritual warfare to peace, you must thoroughly do your shadow workings. If you do not know how to do shadow work, please ask assistance to any Corellian priest and priestess in your local community. To know where the Corellian priest or priestess is, you can locate them at www.corellianpriestandpriestess.com. Corellan.com. And good evening, good afternoon, Sister Chela, Kiana Ellis. So, if you are a Corellan priest or priestess joining in this activity, I encourage you to help our peace warriors by conducting a thorough shadow working by posting it. So, I know that we have an order of shadow works. So, kindly refer that to the Corellan.com to find its link, no? So, as a peace warrior, we cannot engage into spiritual warfare with hatred in our heart, or else we will be consumed by our hatred and become a terrorist ourselves. A peace warrior armor is love and nothing else, and nothing more and nothing less. A peace warrior must fully know ourselves, because the enemy will attack us with false information about ourselves, which is all lies. No one knows you best but only yourself. Don't be silly swayed by words of others. You must know ourselves above all. If you believe that you are fit to join our peace with explosion, you must shower yourself every day, all the time with love, no matter what happens. Let the power of love rule our life. I pray that everyone will be fit to join me at this moment for a peace with explosion. So now, when a person stands in the light, what will you see? You will see that your shadow will appear. It is a dark that shades like a person who is standing in the light. All existing sin inhabitant of this planet, where its light is being radiated, has shadow. Shadow are not bad nor good. Every one of us has shadow. It is dark aspect of us. Remember that we have our lower and higher selves. Our shadows are the limiting forces within us. Limiting forces, as I say, is not good nor bad like our shadow. This is the reason why we need to know our personal shadows. One example of shadow are our self-doubt. The one who limit us in doing something. The one who make us not step forward and want us to remain as is, so that we may be enveloped in darkness or to our lower vibration of being pessimist. I could not do that. Don't go. You are not able and has no ability. Remember, you've been scolded in the past when you do such thing. Don't go. Just stay here and be with me. Do not forgive that person because that person is too bad to you. There are some of the worst our shadow doing us. But do not see our shadow as bad. Look at it and learn something from our shadow. If our shadow tell us that we cannot do that, ask ourselves why not. Is there something bad will happen if I do this? What about the positive result? If you try, do it. Acknowledge what your shadow is telling you, and also acknowledge what the light is showing you. You are a man or woman that has intellect. Use your decision-making ability and be responsible in doing so. Do not depend your actions to the thought form of others or even situation. Live your life in accordance to the purpose that you have made. You are made out of love from the union of your father and mother. All living creatures are created through the power of love, so our existence here in this planet must be fueled with love. Hate has no place in this world created by love. So now, let us immerse ourselves to the energies of love. I will ask everyone now to fill yourself with much divine love. I ask you to remember yourself as a creature. Remember yourself being a child of love. Remember yourselves growing in the protection of love. And know now that you can give much of your love. You have so much love in your past lives, and you have so much love in this present lifetime, and you will always be filled with so much love in the future time in your life. Love is overflowing within you now. It flows abundantly to your being, and it flows abundantly to your family, and it flows abundantly to your community. Love within you is flooding around your area. The flood of love that comes from your being becomes a river, and from the river of love it flows to the sea and reaching the depths of the ocean. Love fills your being, and your being is love, and your love overflows and saturates the whole world, and the world where we live now becomes saturated with love and becomes love itself. The world of love blesses everyone. Our world of love, which is Gaia or Mother Earth, blesses us with her love. And with her love we have joy, and with her joy we have peace, and with her peace we have hope, and with our hope we obtain good health, and with good health abundance, and with abundance comes prosperity. Now, with so much love, seal all the blessings we have by our faith. And with our faith, we take action, and our action testify that we are alive. Live now our life in love, and make peace to everyone in your home, in your community, in your country, in our planet, and in our universe. That's it. So now, let us invoke the power. I ask everyone now to prepare yourself by equipping and gearing up, by attuning to the great power that can be found within yourself. I ask you now to remember yourself to the power of Earth. I ask you now to remember yourself to the power of Air. I ask you now to remember yourself to the power of Water. Ask you now to remember yourself to the power of the Spirit. Awaken now your true self and embrace the true power of Earth that is within you. You are Earth. You are your body. You are your bones. You are your organs. You are the shape. You are the figure. You are the size. You are the weight. You are the height. You are the structure, you are the foundation, you are growth. You are the fertility, you are the security, you are the abundance, you are prosperity. You are now the power of Earth. You are one with Earth, and you are the Earth. Awaken now, embrace the true power of Air that is within you. You are Air, you are breathing. You are respiration, you are inspiration, you are expiration, you are the oxygen, carbon dioxide, nitrogen, hydrogen, and all other gaseous elements in the atmosphere. You are the intellect, you are the mind, you are the psyche of imagination, intuition, and word of power. You are the voice, you are the reason, you are now the power of Air, you are one with the Air, and you are the Air. Awaken now your true self and embrace the power of fire that is within you. You are a fire. You are the temperature. You are the complexion. You are the light. You are the colors. You are red. You are orange. You are yellow. You are green. You are blue. You are indigo. And you are violet. You are the rainbow. You are the pigment. You are the shade. You are black. You are white. You are the vision. You are the action. You are the will, you are the passion, you are the strength, you are the protection, you are now the power of fire, and you are the fire. Awaken now to your true self and embrace the power of water that is within you. You are the water, you are the blood, you are the sweat, you are the hormones, you are the light, you are the rain, you are the storm, you are the spring, you are the river, you are the sea. You are the ocean, you are cleansing, you are purification, you are refreshing, you are solution, you are now the power of water, and you are water. Awaken now to your true self and embrace the power of spirit that is within you. You are the spirit, you are consciousness, you are awareness, you are the orientation, You are the knowledge. You are the wisdom. You are the limitless. You are the eternal. You are the almighty. You are the power of the spirit, and you are the spirit. Now, gear up yourself with these powers you always have in your life. And there are more powers that is in store with you. So now, it's the Friday the 13th. This day, we are going to utilize the power of the Friday the 13th to perform the Feast Night Explosion Ritual. But be reminded that the purpose of this ritual is to create and to recreate peace, starting to ourselves, to our family, to our neighbors, to our community, to our country, to our continent, to our planet, and to the universe. In order to benefit from this Peace Wave Explosion Ritual in a group setting, so it is advised that you have to read before doing this ritual. So it is advised to have a ritual bath and wear a comfortable clothing. So right now, let us take a deep breath, slowly letting in the fresh air through our nose and exhale through our mouth. As you breathe in, fill your lungs with fresh air, chest out and stomach in. And as you breathe out, relax your stomach. Do this thoroughly through the entire ritual, feeling each breath you take, smelling the aroma of the atmosphere in your present environment, noticing every aspect as you do the breathing exercise. So now, let us take a deep breath. Inhale, and then exhale. Inhale, and exhale. I stand today in here and now, cutting away the boundaries of time and space, which illusion are now outpaced. Circle of power, now I trust. I raise the vibration of love and peace. Now do I cast. Hail to the power of the East, the power of air, of the mind, and of our intellect, and of knowledge. We call upon you to awaken the power that is within us, and reunite once more with us as we perform this rite of peace with explosion and perfect trust and perfect love. We bid you hail. Power of the South, the power of fire, of will and action. I call upon you, awaken the power that is within us and reunite once more with us as we perform this rite of peace with explosion, perfect trust, and perfect love. We bid you hail and welcome. Hail to the power of the West, the power of water, stream, rivers, and seas and oceans. The power of the rain and storm that cleanses and purifies. The power in which determination comes. We call upon you to awaken the power that is within us and reunite once more with us as we perform this rite of peaceful explosion in perfect trust and perfect love. We bid you hail and welcome. Hail to the power of the North, the power of Earth, of foundation, structure, and growth. The power of silence and of beauty of nature. We call upon you to awaken the power that is within us and reunite once more with us as we perform this rite of peace with explosion in perfect trust and in perfect trust. In perfect trust and perfect love. We bid you hail and welcome. Thank you. Hail to the Lord and Lady of the Underworld, the realms of stone, minerals, and crystals, the storehouse of power, the mitochondria within ourselves and of this world, the sacred ground on which our holy ancestors tilled and with their ashes enriched the land and made fertile. We call upon you to awaken the power that is within us and reunite once more with us as we perform this rite of this wave explosion in perfect trust and perfect love. We bid you hail and welcome. Hail to the Lady and Lord of the Sky World, and to the Celestial Host, the power of light that shines throughout the darkness, and the power that manifests the beauty of this world to the sun, moon, and stars, and all planets seen and unseen with the naked eyes. We call upon you to awaken the power that is within us and reunite us once more with us as we perform this peace-wave explosion in perfect love and in perfect trust. We bid you hail and welcome. Hail to the ancestors within me, whose blood runs into my vein, the holy ancestor who once walked this plane of existence, who worked and dreamed of this land to have a global peace, the ancestors of my bloodline that connects to the Creator so that we may obtain the divine lineage of power. We call upon you to awaken the power that is within us and reunite once more with us as we perform this rite of peace wave explosion in perfect love and in perfect trust. We bid you hail and welcome. Hail to the aspect of the divine masculine, the power of the lover, hero, king, and sorcerer, the power of manifestation and action. We call upon you to awaken the power that is within us and reunite once more with us as we perform this rite of peace wave explosion in perfect trust and perfect love. We bid you hail and welcome. Hail to the goddess in which the aspect of maiden, mother, and crone, the power of inspiration, conception, and creation. We call upon you to awaken the power that is within us and reunite once more with us as we perform this rite of peace with explosion and perfect trust and perfect love. We bid you hail and welcome. So today is the Friday the 13th, on which we are tuned to the greatest power of all. On this day, we will cast our power to perform the greatest ritual of all time, and that is the peace wave explosion. Today is the time where we will stand and take action in making peace possible. Today is the perfect time we will spend our powers to a worthwhile cause, which is world peace. Today, our enemies are now trembling in fear as they resist the power of love in overpowering them. Today, people around the world will experience peace by our love. In love, there is no fear. In love, there is no hate. In love, there is no suffering. In love, there is peace. Now, my brothers and sisters, I ask you to use your personal powers in this activity spreading peace around the world. I ask you to use your magic carpet or broom to fly around the world and spread peace by beaming the radiance of love towards mankind and of all beings. If you have no broom, nor carpet, nor cape, then fly, then shapeshift with me and grow wings to fly around the world. So let us go in. Let's do shapeshifting. To start shape-shifting, you need to continue to breathe in and breathe out. Inhale. Exhale. Now, think of a flying being. that has wings. So what kind of being are you that is having wings? Would you like to be a bird, a butterfly, or a dragon? Or probably you want to become an angel to have wings. So just continue breathing. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. So just keep in mind of what kind of creatures you want to become as you shapeshift. And in order to shapeshift, as you inhale and as you exhale, you have to mention the name of your deity, such as on me. Imagine that you are seeing your mind's eye as you breathe in, the image in your mind becomes real. And as you breathe out, imitate the voice of the creature you are shape-shifting at. Continue to breathe in and breathe out until in your mind you feel yourself being transformed into the being you are shape-shifting at. Then when you already fully transformed, continue breathing, but this time as you breathe in, imagine that you are breathing in love. And as you breathe out, you are breathing peace. So again, breathe in. Breathe in love. And exhale, breathe in peace. Inhale again. Breathe in love. And breathe out. Peace. Inhale, love. Exhale, peace. Now, walk around your house first and saturate every. So now you have been transformed into a being that you want to shape shift. So, example, you are an angel, and when you are angel, you breathe in love. And then breathe out peace. Walk around first in the corner of your room. So saturate your whole place, the four corners of your room, with love and peace. Breathe in love, exhale peace. Face every corner of your room. And when you do that, and when you accomplish, imagine you are walking out, just in imagination, no? So imagine you go out and go on different places in your house and breathe in peace, breathe in love, and breathe out peace. So when walk around your house first and saturate every corner of your house with the energy of love and peace. Then saturate your family members with energy of love and peace by breathing on them. So you can imagine that as you walk out, imagine a person, a loved one, that you are embracing them. And as you embrace them, as you breathe in, you breathe in the love, and you breathe out peace on them. So then saturate your family members with the energy of love and peace by breathing on them. Then your friends, and then your neighbors, your workmates, classmates, and all the people you know in your community. The store, shopkeeper, and the stop where you always buy food, at the supermarket, grocery, gas station, etc. They will feel your presence as if a warm wind blows in their face. If you yourself feel a warm wind blowing in your face, then that peace will explode on you. So at this point, you know, let your breathing. You could imagine a certain people, that person that you want to help with. No? So example, I have this in my prayer list, Rosalie Bologna from Luton. Then we could breathe out peace to Rosalie, to Arlene, to Reverend Eric, to Linda, and Laura Gonzalez, and even to you, Amanda, Jenna, Pamela, and to Rich Danue. So blow. So they will feel your presence as if a warm wind blows in your face. If you yourself feel the warm wind blowing into your face, then the peace wave exploded in you. Peace wave explosion bring much blessings to all. It gives the individual or community so much love, joy, hope, abundance, prosperity, good health, and long life. So blow the breath of love and peace to many persons that you can in your community. But those who resist the power of love and peace will experience trembling of knees, shaking of body, chest, pain, difficulty in breathing, and headache. So before you breathe on someone, do see in your mind their higher self and ask permission to allow them, to allow you to breathe them with love and peace. You can use your swim, wings, broom, or carpet to fly so that you could breathe love and peace to many persons as you can. But our main mission is to fly to the areas in the country that has terrorists. We are going to fly over their camp and blow peace wave over them. So now, at this point of time, which part of the world you want to bless? You might think right now that you are going to Israel, to the place where there is war. Visualize in your mind that you are flying, or even as you breathe, since the air that we breathe is one air, it could travel around the world. You breathe in love and you blow out peace. Send that energy of peace to the area that is needed right now. Send peace to all the people who are victims of warfare. Those who are bleeding right now, to the children in the hospital. Breathe in love, breathe out peace. Breathe out peace to the elderly who is suffering right now from the bloodshed that is happening in the world. As I can see right now, there are children who are crying, who are confused, heavily traumatized because of the war that is happening. We send our love and healing to everyone that is affected of war, whether they are Jew or Muslim or Christian, in that area of Israel. We send for our love and peace to the whole area of Israel. To the whole area, and to the whole world. We also extend our love and peace to the area in Ukraine, in Russia, in Europe, in Germany, in France, in Italy, in London. We also extend our love and peace to Africa, to India, to the Philippines, to Australia, to New Zealand, to Canada, into America and South America. Every people deserve to be loved. Every people deserve to enjoy peace. And there are so much people that are depressed right now, disappointed, frustrated. All those negative feelings, their mental health, their emotional health is not okay. So I pray for you. We pray that you will feel love, that you will take back control over your life. Be back to your body. We call upon your higher self to unite back with your body, that you may think well and create well a peaceful life. So with this, we thank the universe. Remember all the powers we call are within you now. The powers of the earth, air, fire, water, the underworld, the sky world, the celestial realms, the ancestors, the divinity. All of these powers are with you and supporting you in making this peace wave explosion. Nothing harm will happen, only love and peace. All who are sick will be healed. All who are suffering will be healed. All who are in need will be supplied. All who are lost will be found. And all other beneficial blessings will overflow into your life. Even your personal wishes will be fulfilled. Trust in the power that you have. Make it grow until you love it. Grow more love to the powers that you have and gain faith, knowledge, understanding, trust, love, and faith. These five are the most important lessons you receive now. And with this, all continue to learn, understand, trust, love, and be faithful. The more you turn the cycle and perform the ritual of peace wave explosion, the more your power will grow. So if you feel now that you have covered the whole world and the universe with the wave of peace, fly back to your home and transform yourself of being you again. Breathe in and out, thinking of your human form. As you become you again, rest for a while to ground yourself and enjoy the bliss of what you have did to the universe by doing the peace wave explosion. Tell yourself that you will do this ritual again and again until the whole universe is at peace. And when you are done, thank the divinity that supports you now. Breathe out and breathe in and breathe out. Place your palms in front of your chest in a prayer position and say to the goddess, whose manifestation are the maiden, mother and girl, whose power and inspiration are subject to creation. We thank you now for joining me, for joining us in this ritual of peace wave explosion. You may stay as you will and go if you must, in perfect love and in perfect peace. We bid you hail and welcome, and hail and farewell. To the God whose aspect are the lover, hero, king and sorcerer, which power are manifestation and action. We thank you now for joining us in this ritual of peace wave explosion. You may stay as you will and go if you must. In perfect love and perfect peace, we bid you hail and farewell. To the holy ancestor who walked before us, in which blood runs to our veins, the bloodline in which we inherit our divine lineage. We thank you now for joining us in this ritual of peace wave explosion. You may stay as you will and go if you must, in perfect love and perfect peace. We bid you hail and farewell. To the Lord and Lady of the sky world and the celestial realms, to the beings of light that are the sun, moon, stars, and all planets, seen and unseen with the naked eyes, We thank you now for joining us in this ritual of peaceful exposure. You may stay as you will and go if you must, and perfect love and perfect peace, we bid you hail and farewell. To the Lord and Lady of the Underworld, to the realms of the stone, rock, minerals, and crystals, to the mighty mitochondrion of power, we thank you now for joining us in this ritual of peace with explosion. You may stay as you will and go if you must, in perfect love and perfect peace, we bid you hail and farewell. To the power of the North, which is the earth, foundation, structure, and growth, we thank you now for joining us in this ritual of peace wave explosion. You may stay as you will and go if you must, in perfect love and perfect peace, we bid you hail and farewell. To the power of the West, which is the water, stream, rivers, and seas and ocean, to the rain and storm that cleanse and purify, we thank you now for joining us in this ritual of peace wave explosion. You may stay as you will and go if you must, in perfect love and perfect peace, we bid you hail and farewell. To the power of the South, which is fire, will and action, we thank you now for joining me in this ritual of peace wave explosion. You may stay as you will and go if you must, in perfect love and in perfect peace, we bid you hail and farewell. To the power of the East, which is air, mind, intellect, and knowledge, we thank you now for joining us in this ritual of peaceful explosion. You may stay as you will and go if you must, in perfect love and perfect peace, we bid you hail and farewell. Now, as we end this ritual, let your breathing pattern be normal now as it was before. See the circle of power that you are casting, the reality that you have lifted, but maintaining the energy of love and peace. The circle is now lift, and the energy of love and peace remain. Go if you must, stay as you will. In perfect love and in perfect trust, we now merry part until we merry meet again. Thank you very much for joining me in doing this peace wave explosion ritual. I hope everything goes well with you, and remember, always pray for peace. Praying for peace will grant you prosperity, will grant you all the desires that you have, because peace will bring abundance in your life if you pray for peace every day. So until then, maraming salamat, mayari na. Pag-asa atin, maalam.